Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Original plans for last week's Raw have been revealed. Plus, a former Impact star slams the company and a top Japanese name is heading stateside for WWE. For Monday, January the 18th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Thousands of stories at the tip of your fingers could be in your ears via Audible. Head to cultaholic.com/audible to sign up for 30 days absolutely free and get a free wrestling book on us when you do so. cultaholic.com/audible.
What the hell is going on here?
Spot, which has apparently divided wrestling fans from Monday Night Raw. I thought it was rather good. Very well put together. We've had worse fire spots in wrestling. Hello, Halloween Havoc 1998. How are you? But Fightful have given us some details on what was meant to go down on Monday Night Raw. And it was a fraught episode of Raw, since merely hours before the show went to air, Drew McIntyre was diagnosed as testing positive for COVID, consequently missing the show, now self-isolating until the Royal Rumble. And it meant some frantic changes to Monday Night Raw. But of all the things that changed on Monday Night Raw, that spot at the end of the night wasn't one of them. Fightful Select say WWE's finish for Monday Night Raw was planned whether or not Triple H was involved, according to sources. Drew McIntyre was planned for the episode of Raw before contracting coronavirus and was set to face Randy Orton. However, we've been told that the Alexa Bliss fireball finish was the plan all along, regardless of if it was Triple H or Drew McIntyre facing Orton. WWE had planned for McIntyre to be there through the weekend when he tested positive. Also, for those wondering, the fire was not computer generated, just heavily edited. Cool spot, I thought. And it was always going to happen. It was actually the only divine constant from Monday Night Raw this past week.
The Karate Man has died a thousand deaths, but he will never perish. Not so hard to kill.
Impact Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill, that was Ethan Page and Karate Man. Fun little segment, but one that hasn't gone down the way that Ethan Page was hoping. So, Ethan Page has parted ways with Impact Wrestling, and this finale of the Karate Man series he's been doing on YouTube was going to be his parting gift to Impact Wrestling, and it was aired at Hard to Kill. However, Ethan Page went onto social media following the airing of this segment at Hard to Kill and wasn't happy with the way it was delivered. This is a quote since removed from Ethan Page's social accounts saying, "Last night sucked. I'm so embarrassed with how Impact lazily edited that segment last night and forced it to be a joke. I felt the thought of the same guys fighting each other was comedy enough. And the more serious we took it, the better the reaction would be. But because I left the company, they lied to my face and just did what they wanted the whole time. I'm sorry if any of my fans paid for that pay-per-view and felt cheated. I honestly feel the free version I gave away was made with more love, care, and attention to detail. I actually begged Impact not to even have Karate Man on TV. I only wanted it for my YouTube channel. But we don't write the shows. Breaks my heart that this company refuses to respect its talent or its fan base on a regular basis. I tried. Oh well, life goes on. That door is closed. Now let's focus on what's next. Sorry if this comes off so negative. I know I'm usually a positive light for my fans, but today I need to just be honest. I was lied to, I was hurt, I was disrespected." Since then, Ethan Page has stripped his Twitter all the way back, and it looks as if there is something on the horizon for Ethan Page. I get that vibe, but it's a shame to leave the company on that kind of note.
You're a star here in Impact Wrestling, and the Hard to Kill pay-per-view needs an Ace Austin match. But the fact is, it's not going to be the X Division title match. That boat sailed. But look, I see you're here, see you're all geared up, and I see you're ready. So for you right now, I got a special opponent, and he's always ready.
Holy sh... What the hell?
Always ready!
This is a mark-out moment, and I'm marking out, bro! That is Matt Cardona! Anything can happen!
What is he doing here? This is amazing!
Ace Austin came out and said that this show needs to have more Ace Austin. Scott D'Amore then replied and said, "This man is always ready. Matt Cardona stands high above an Impact Wrestling ring, but Matt Cardona has never, ever wrestled anyone like Ace Austin."
No, without a doubt, Ace Austin is one of the most unique athletes this business has ever seen. But Matt Cardona, this man is a star!
Also from Hard to Kill, we saw Matt Cardona make his Impact Wrestling debut. There was some question as to where Cardona would land, whether or not he'd be part of AEW plans going forward, since he made that appearance for the company a while back, and then since went very quiet. Cardona seems to have found a nice little groove within Impact Wrestling, but how long is he going to be a part of the company? Fightful Select reporting that Cardona will work this week's Impact TV tapings, but does not have a full-time contract with the company. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be on for a week and then he's going to be gone. Bear in mind that a week's TV tapings for Impact normally covers television for a month or so, sometimes even more than that. So Matt Cardona potentially could be a part of Impact Wrestling all the way to sort of April time by doing one or two days worth of tapings. So he could very well be factored into the future of the company going forward. Also, from Hard to Kill, we have new Impact Wrestling Knockout Tag Team Champions, crowned for the first time since 2013 in the shape of Fire and Flavor, Kira Hogan and Tasha Steelz, who have been an entertaining force on Impact Television for several weeks now, winning the tournament and being given the championships by Gail Kim and the now retired Madison Rayne. A really lovely moment of passing of the torch from the Knockouts to the new team Fire and Flavor. And the Knockouts Tag Team Championships with that are back in circulation. Our very own Adam Pacitti stayed up late to watch Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill over the weekend. You can watch his reactions back on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Bring the bell! Nyla Rose revealed on Twitter that she will not be on AEW Dynamite this Wednesday night. She was set to face Layla Hirsch one-on-one. That match has been scrapped because Nyla Rose was in contact with a family member who tested positive for COVID-19. As a result of that, as a precaution, Nyla Rose is now isolating. And we send our best to the family of Nyla Rose and, of course, to Nyla Rose. Hope to see you back soon. Ryback had some comments about WWE protocol and backstage politics recently, and Mark Henry picked up on them on Busted Open Radio. Mark Henry saying, quote, "A lot of Ryback's peers look at him as difficult. A lot of his peers look to him as dangerous. And yes, we talk about it on this show all the time, that WWE is a show, it's sports entertainment. It's a reflection of sport. He doesn't use the term fake. The championship is the championship. It's not a prop, and he's wrong. I've been a world champion in three sports, and I consider pro wrestling one of those. But it was the politics that got me to the top. It was the fact that I'm a damn good entertainer, because entertainment is the name of the job description." Mark Henry with some choice words for a very outspoken Ryback on this week's Busted Open Radio. WWE Fastlane is returning in March by the looks of things. PW Insider breaking this one, saying that on Sunday, the 21st of March, we will have another stop on the road to WrestleMania, and it's set to emanate from the Thunderdome in Tampa, Florida. It's going to run around the road to WrestleMania, as have previous Fastlane pay-per-views as well, and it will follow on from the Royal Rumble. Now, we talk about previous Fastlane pay-per-views. Up until 2015, it became a yearly tradition. 2015 was the first one. Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns clashing in the main event, with a winner getting a shot at the championship at WrestleMania 31. That was a year after Daniel Bryan's rise, the push of YesleMania. And that one was what brought the return of that screeching to a halt. The following year, we had a triple threat: Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns, for a WWE heavyweight title match at WrestleMania 32 in the main event. Kevin Owens and Goldberg had that clash for the Universal title in 2017, one that went just a couple of seconds and set us up for Goldberg and Brock Lesnar at Mania. AJ Styles defended the WWE Championship at Fastlane 2018 against Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, John Cena, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn. In 2019, The Shield faced Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, and Drew McIntyre in a six-man tag team match. So some real key moments across the time period of Fastlane pay-per-views over years. And it looks as if it'll be another crucial stop on the road to WrestleMania this year. And PW Insider giving us an update on Japanese women's wrestling star Sari, who was signed to WWE back at the start of last year. However, as a result of the pandemic, nothing was really done. No progress was made in terms of what happens with her next. We can confirm via PW Insider that she will be having her final match in Japan in the next few weeks ahead of a move to the United States. Sari signed back with WWE in February of last year, and now it's finally happening. She broke into wrestling in 2011. She's now 24 years old, and she is a massive prospect for WWE. Not sure where she'll go first. It's looking very likely that she will land at the WWE Performance Center, and from there, possibly on towards NXT. Bright future ahead for Sari, an incredibly talented athlete. Hey, we dropped a whole bunch of list videos over the weekend on our YouTube channel. You can check out, if you haven't done so right now, 10 best ways Eddie Guerrero cheated to win. You forget how good Guerrero was at the whole lie, cheat, steal thing. We celebrate that on our YouTube channel. Plus, the 10 most humiliating WWE match stipulations. Yes, the kiss my foot match is in there. among other things that need kissing. And the 10 best torch passing matches in wrestling history. Those moments where the old guard handed over to the new generation. Not the 95 new generation. You get what I mean, though. And you can check out our 10 best ones right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. This week on the podcast, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. On Wednesday, I'm going to be chatting with the Neon Explosion, Cassius, the Pride of Brighton champion. And he's going to talk about getting into the wrestling industry and the growing world of wrestling to the LGBTQ community. And all it means to that community and the greater wrestling landscape. Cassius is a talent. I'm really happy that we get to chat to him this week on Desert Island Graps. Before that, though, tomorrow, it's a brand new Cultaholic Classic watch-along. And the SmackDown review has made it to Fully Loaded 2000. Possibly the best WWF pay-per-view of the year 2000. Myself and Matthew Gregg and our very special guest from the What Happened series on YouTube, Matt McMuscles, is back by popular demand, and us three are going to watch Fully Loaded 2000, and you can watch along with us via the Cultaholic podcast feed. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic, Andrew is back tonight. He's building some genuine Lego. I don't know how genuine it is, but he's been building Lego on a Monday night, and you can join him and distract him at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.